Diary, June 1874. June 4th to June 20th, 1874. June 4th, 1874. Left Oakland this morning for Omaha for the purpose of attending the camp meeting at Newton, Iowa. I cannot obtain a sleeping berth and must ride day and night in the car and then attend the meeting and labor hard. May God help me to do my duty. We have resided at Oakland about 4 weeks. I have spoken at Oakland and Brooklyn about 6 times under the tent. There has been a great excitement there upon the local option question. The leaders of this temperance movement are women, aided by men. The large tent was granted them, and they held their meetings in it for 1 week. Oakland gained the day upon temperance. There was a majority of 260 votes in favor of no license. The excitement is now changed to Brooklyn. June 6, 1874. We left Ogden about 8 o'clock. We shall arrive at Omaha Monday morning. Mountains are surrounding us, covered with snow. It is indeed a most grand sight. We have passed the Devil's Slide, a strange-looking sight indeed. The wonderful sights we pass are very interesting. June 8, 1874. We arrived at Omaha at 2 o'clock. Here I rechecked my trunk. This was new to me. The day was oppressively hot, but we were at last all ready to go on our way. We traveled until 12 o'clock at night. We stepped off the car at Newton, found Brother Hart waiting for me. We rode half a mile through the mud to the campground. We quietly entered Brother Butler's tent, and I rested my weary body upon a hard straw bed with a straw pillow. It rained powerfully. June 9, 1874. Newton, Iowa. I rested well a few hours in the morning. The brethren were to have their last meeting, and I was to speak to them. I ate a cup of gruel and went into the tent, and was deeply moved as I saw before me a company of from 500 to 600 brethren. I spoke 1 hour, telling them of the work started in California. The people were affected to tears. After I had related in regard to the work of God started in Oakland, I learned that something over $2,000 had been pledged for the establishment of a printing office and a health institute upon the Pacific coast. The question was asked if the brethren would stay and hear me speak again after breakfast. Nearly all manifested their desire to remain. After breakfast, we assembled under the tent. Some had expressed a desire to add to their pledges already made. After I had spoken 1 hour upon the duty of a Christian minister, 2 were ordained. It was a special season of the power of God. The Lord indeed witnessed to this work. An opportunity was then given for all who desired to increase their pledges. The sum was increased to $3,050. Our brethren in this conference have raised above $6,000 for different enterprises. They have done well. From 20 to 30 were baptized. We tarried on the ground that night. It thundered fearfully, but we felt all was peace. June 10, 1874. It is cold and rainy, but all are cheerful. We remained until 2 o'clock. We then went to Newton Depot and were soon on our way to Ottawa. A lady consulted me in regard to her child. She was alarmed for it, for it was sick. I gave some advice and a reformer. I gave advice to several who were suffering with infirmities. At 3 o'clock at night, we arrived at Ottawa. There we took an omnibus and rode about 1 mile to the depot where we were to take the cars for Sheridan. We arrived at the campground about 6 o'clock. We were taken to Brother Hobbs. There we were received with great joy. We met here Brother and Sister Bordeaux. We had a meeting under the tent in the afternoon and evening. The ministering brethren met at Brother Hobbs, and we had a very precious season of prayer. We made the case of Brother Littlejohn a special subject of prayer, also the case of my husband. The Lord indeed met with us. June 12, 1874. Sheridan, Illinois. The leading ministering brethren met at Brother Hobbs, and we united in earnest prayer for God's guidance and for the Lord to give us large blessing. I spoke under the tent to a large assembly. I spoke with great pointedness to some ministers who were careless and were not fitted for the work. Brother Butler spoke in the afternoon. Before preaching, there was a short season of prayer. Then Brother Haskell spoke from Matthew 25 upon the words of Christ, "Inasmuch as ye have not done, etc." Verse 45. June 13, 1874. Sheridan, Illinois. It is a beautiful Sabbath morning. We met under the tent at 5:30. Brother Bordeaux opened the meeting with prayer. Brother Haskell prayed, and then Brother Stewart made a very penitential prayer, confessing his lack of interest and zeal in the cause of God. Brother Haskell spoke. I spoke to the ministers again to seek God. Brother Bliss followed with confession of his deficiency and lack. Brother Stewart is talking in brokenness of spirit, with confession of his lack and deficiency. He says he accepts the testimony I have borne so close to him. He has made very penitent confession. Brother Colcord is talking, saying this is one of the best meetings we ever attended. He bears a humble testimony. He says he is satisfied that his experience is not that will pass the test of the judgment. He had held this work too light a thing and not made it a sacred thing. His words had not been always right. He could refer to instances where he had spoken words that had done harm to the cause of God. When he first started, he had felt humble and God had helped him. He is unworthy of the calling, but will try to walk worthy of the cause of God. Brother Andrews is talking. He says he has never realized the greatness and extent of the work. He says he is astonished at his actions. He feels the testimony has an application to himself. He speaks with feeling and brokenness of spirit. He has borne a good testimony. Brother Brown is speaking. Tears choke his utterances. He says he has made a failure. Brother Merritt is speaking, making confession as unfit for the work. He expresses a lack of hope. He has seen so little good result of his labors, he has gradually departed from the Lord. He has been for 2 or 3 years backsliding, and now it is most difficult to return to the Lord. He has become discouraged, making no mark. He has written out sermons and committed them to memory, and read discourses, but this has not proved a success. A young man is speaking, confessing his sins and backsliding. Conference meeting before preaching. Brother Haskell opened with prayer. Brother Butler opened the meeting with remarks of a pointed, impressive character. May the Lord help the people to see and feel what they have to do. Brother Haskell is now speaking to the brethren in regard to the darkness. Brother Andrews is speaking to encourage the brethren to make a decided change in their lives. His testimony is well wet down with tears. Brother Stewart is speaking. He feels that a crisis has been reached in his experience. He must either take an entirely different position or go home and go to work. He wants a clear view of the greatness and sacredness of the work. Oh, how I have failed! There is scarcely a similarity between my life and the life of Christ. A brother is making confession of his sins. There is a melting spirit in the meeting. Brother Colcord is speaking with a good spirit. Brother Newton is speaking, confessing his backsliding. A sister is speaking. She is rejoicing that she has found the true church. She is the mother of 9 children. Her daily cry is, "What shall I and my family do to be saved?" A brother, a young convert, embraced the truth last fall, feared he has not presented the reason of truth in the right way. His prayer is to get in a humble position. He longs that his neighbors might have the privilege of the living preacher. A sister is speaking so low I cannot hear her. A brother Duncan is speaking in tears. Brother Bordeaux is speaking well. A brother, I know not who. Sabbath, 10:30. Brother Haskell opened the meeting by prayer. Brother Butler speaks upon selfishness. 2 Philippians, 4th verse. I spoke in the afternoon upon Peter's ladder of sanctification. Called forward about 100. June 14, 1874. Met under tent at 5:30. Brother Haskell spoke upon the wants of the cause. At 8:00, I spoke upon the necessity of the work and the cooperation of our brethren in point of means as well as influence. At 10:30, Brother Butler is speaking to the people, giving a synopsis of the cause of God, its rise and progress. Received a good letter from my husband. June 18, 1874. Left Chicago Thursday morning. Arrived at Lodi, Wisconsin, 5:00. Brother Butler spoke to the people Thursday evening. I was received with great warmth by the brethren and sisters. They prepared me good beds and have been attentive to my wants. Food has been prepared, and plenty of it. I have disappointed our brethren this time in coming to the camp meetings. There seems to be a good representation of men and women in the faith. June 20, 1874. We had an excellent conference season. Many good testimonies born with weeping. All hearts seemed to be tender. There was a tract and missionary meeting held, and Brother Butler made excellent remarks. I spoke at 10:30 upon the mission upon the Pacific coast. I had freedom in giving an account of the mission work there.